I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, oh, you're going
to
love it.
No, I'm not going to listen to it.
And you'll probably hate it, as Ken was saying.
Yeah. Well, all right, so was that a joke or not a joke? Because everyone's chiming in like they suck. But then Les Claypool, I guess, at one point was like, I guess he just went around telling everyone they suck.
Did you Google it?
No, the mentions told me. You would have thought I would have said Taylor Swift sucked. It was wild, the defense that that Optimus Prime has had here.
The Primus Hive is not one to joke with.
Out and about and, very understandable in many respects. Not understandable that I didn't know who they are, but understandable.
Well, you keep being defensive there, little buckaroo. But,
not defensive, just reality.
The NFL Daily podcast hosted by Greg Rosenthal, who was on with us 2 weeks ago, Greg Rosenthal ranked his NFL coaches. And so he put out a list. Now, you and I are not list people. We will not make our own list. But we will grade and evaluate other people's lists.
We live to knock down other people's lists. We don't do our own, but we love to go ahead and tear apart another list.
And very occasionally, we'll build up another person's list.
Yeah, if we like a good list.
Yeah. But mostly we tear them down. So now the caveat here is that first-time head coaches are not eligible for this list, which to me is perfect. Like, guys, quite frankly, we shouldn't be talking about... Maybe a Pete Carroll, I can get behind. Maybe an experienced head coach has done it. But, hey, I'm trying to think of a first-time head coach who got hired this offseason.
Aaron Glenn.
How the hell are you going to rank him as a head coach? Thank you for the save there.
Kellen Moore.
Yeah, what are we doing there? So, of the 27 coaches, where do you think, Kevin Stefanski? You've seen the list, too.
You're the one
who showed it to me.
Yeah.
Kevin Stefanski is 16.
I could have played along with you, though.
I know.
It would have been bad, though.
I immediately was like, that's so hack. I don't want to do it.
Well, it just would have been me being like, I don't know, 23? Because remember a couple years ago.
No, you idiot, it's 16.
Remember a couple years ago, Ross Tucker came out with his list, and I believe he had at the time Stefanski at 22 or 23, and then it kind of snowballed, and everyone had him at 22 or 23, which is incredible because... it's not as if he's accomplished a ton in a 3-win season, but somehow he's jumped up a few spots here.
Yeah, so to look at the coaches around Kevin Stefanski, 15 is Nick Sirianni, who just won a freaking Super Bowl.
Two Super Bowls and has won a Super Bowl, yeah.
Mike McDaniel is one after, and oh, by the way, it actually does have the veteran coaches in here, so it had guys who have... who their first year in a new spot. So Pete Carroll's 13th.
Yeah.
Mike Vrabel is 18th. That is wild.
AFC title game. Vrabel doesn't need any endorsement from us here. He's a great coach.
I mean, Vrabel should legit be top 15. I'm looking at the guys ahead here. And one thing does stand out. There's a lot of really decent head coaches right now. There are legit 15 to 20 absolutely could be within the top 12 head coaches in the NFL right now, right?
I think that's fair. When Tomlin is 10 and Harbaugh is 11, you know, it goes a little deep. But yeah, it's more, I think how Greg put it was there's more good defined coaches than anything.
Which makes Kevin Stefanski being 16th even more confusing for me.
So So I think this is, you know, we had Ralph on at 440, and I thought he made a good point. He's like, perception's everything. Mm-hmm. Like Sirianni can't shake the idea that everyone just thought he was a bumbling idiot for years on end. And even though the success speaks for itself, the winning speaks for itself, and people are recognizing that there are things that he might be doing at an elite level, he's one spot ahead of Stefanski and has been to two Super Bowls, but perception-wise, he can't shake it. Whereas Stefanski's perception is helping him out a ton here.
Yeah. Well, what did Ralph say? Oh, he just hasn't had the quarterback. If only there was a position in an organization that had like a significant influence on who the quarterback is and whether a quarterback gets traded for, whether a quarterback gets re-signed. If only there was like one of those positions that Kevin Stefanski could occupy.
Well, let me ask you this.
They call head coach.
Yeah. All right. So what do you think about Zach Taylor, for instance?
I think Zach Taylor is what everybody thinks Nick Sirianni is.
Okay. But you see how the perception is there?
Yep.
And he has not been able to shake that. He took Joe Burrow to a Super Bowl, and he hasn't been able to shake that perception. And I think the part that stuck with me is that Stefanski, for so much better for Stefanski's sake, is that I don't know that he's ever going to be able to rub away his perception of a couple things. One being this quarterback whisperer, and then two, he's just smart and he's level-headed, and so people will take that to be perceived as a great head coach.
And the media likes
him. Or at least
him.
A good head coach. Yeah, and it all just kind of weaves together to have this spot where he's always going to end up in this category, and it doesn't matter like 15, 16, 17 with all these other good head coaches, and it doesn't matter really what the results are.
216-474-0092. Kevin Stefanski on Greg Rosenthal's NFL Daily's coaches draft has Kevin Stefanski ranked 16th. That's in between Nick Sirianni and Mike Vrabel. I think he belongs in kind of the bottom seven, bottom eight, which is with Todd Bowles, Jonathan Gannon, Shane Steichen, Dave Canales, Zach Taylor, Brian Daboll, Raheem Morris, and Brian Callahan. Anywhere there, maybe over Mike McDonald, the head coach of Seattle. But even Mike McDaniel, I don't know, that's tough, because Mike McDaniel, I think, and Kevin Stefanski are the same guy. Like, I think they're really,
yeah,
really bright
coordinators. Yeah, you mentioned something similar to that before, yeah.
Neither of whom, they're different personalities. Mike has a little bit of that youthful swag to him.
I think Mike McDaniel is so much more of a player's coach than Stefanski is, though.
Oh, I think...
like, he goes out of his way to make sure he bonds, he hangs out with them, he has dinner with all them. I never get the vibe that Stefanski does any of that.
So I think that's a good point. I do think Mike McDaniel makes an effort on that front. What I will say is I think neither are leader of men.
Like, yeah, no, that's fair.
Like, to me, like...
I mean, Mike McDaniel almost seems like he wants to be like everyone's best friend.
Yes, that's fair. Yeah, well, that was knock on Romeo Crennel when he was here, is that he was too nice and too buddy-buddy.
Yeah, whereas Stefanski seems like I'm the parent and I'm going to, you know what I mean? Like, he is the adult in the room in many ways.
Social distance is what Kevin Stefanski seems.
You can tell he separates that part of himself, whereas Mike McDaniel, legitimately, I do believe, just tries to be everyone's best friend.
I'm trying to look through the rest of this. Jim Harbaugh being 11th is wild. Mike Vrabel being 18th, even Nick Sirianni. Like, I think that's what's most fascinating about this is if the Eagles had lost this Super Bowl, Nick Sirianni is right where Zach Taylor is.
Okay,
right?
So think about it. I don't know about that. I don't know that the drop is that far. I mean, again, two Super Bowls should do something to you, right? Dan Quinn, not a great head coach, but he just went to the NFC title game. NFC title game should get you cracking the top 10 of head coaches, but it doesn't because it's Dan Quinn. So we go back to that perception thing, and it still exists for him. Like, I think it's really hard to shake this.
I also think Kyle should.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shanahan's too high now. He's had a lot more clunker seasons than people realize.
After this season, I think there's going to be a lot attached to that. I still think when you take Garoppolo to the Super Bowl and you take Brock Purdy to the Super Bowl, I think you get some leeway there.
All right, I got one more for you.
Yeah.
Who should be higher on this list? Jim Harbaugh or John Harbaugh?
Oh, I love Jim Harbaugh, but John Harbaugh for the NFL level right now has earned that. He's earned it. D'Amico Ryans is the one I kind of have an issue with.
I don't know, man. That guy. So year one, taking them from, what is it, like three wins to the playoffs was impressive, and a playoff win. Back-to-back years, though. So another year on top of double-digit wins and in a playoff win. That's tough not to be impressed with D'Amico Ryans. But the body of work is.
I put a lot on that on CJ Stroud, but also they went in the opposite direction from 2 years ago to last year. I think I like him a lot. I don't know that he's better than Tomlin or Harbaugh, and I think that's tough for me.
Of the 27 NFL head coaches that are rankable, so first-time head coaches not eligible to be drafted, Kevin Stefanski is 16th in the NFL. Is that too high, too low, or just right? And we're going to continue on with this, and did this weekend change how we feel that much? At least as it pertains to the Guardians and Tito Francona, it might have. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.